Welcome back to the program. It's the Big Sports Breakfast live for the Magic Millions. It's 12 minutes past 7. Time to talk some more cricket. We've talked a lot of cricket already, Davey Stanley. And a lot of it has centred around what the Australian lineup's going to be in Brisbane in January 24 and some of the comments made by Aaron Finch. We'll get to them shortly. But great to have Stewie Clark on the line who, got to say, is a little bit upset that he's...
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't mention that, but you've started with it, Jimmy. Well done. Beautiful. Bang.
He's not over here. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Jim. Good to see you. Yeah, just you wormed your way in the background just to make sure you got up there, and I got brushed. So, mate, you may as well mention it. No great drama.
I was talking about it last night to Davey Stanley, and you know, I can't say he was a reluctant traveller either. He'd very keen to be here, and even happier that you were the one that missed out. But anyway, let's get to some of the cricket.
Don't believe that, Stuart. Come on, mate. He's just trying to bait you up. Don't take the bait.
I hold Jimmy responsible for the whole thing. Don't worry.
Yes.
You're cool,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. I'll accept responsibility. Mitchell Starc, he's under pressure. The bowlers are under pressure. Jeff Lawson's come out yesterday and he said the whole top six is under pressure as well. How different do you think this squad is going to be, and hopefully it's not too big a squad, that they named today the Australian selectors for the Test match Brisbane, January 24?
Well, mate, if the top six are under pressure and the bowlers are under pressure, that means sort of nine players are under pressure. Which leaves Nathan Lyon and Tim Payne as the only two that are not under pressure. So, you know, and if you include Nathan Lyon, then only Tim Payne's not under pressure. I actually don't think the squad will be that different, to be fair. Well, the bowlers won't be.
Right.
The three quicks will be the same. Unless some one of them's injured, Nathan Lyon will be there, Tim Payne will be there, Usman Khawaja will be there. Maybe you'll see someone new. But mate, the bigger question is, who are we going to pick outside of the top six that were already there? Because, you know, and scheduling has obviously been a topical conversation for a few people. Because the Big Bash is on, you don't really know who's sort of batting in the longer version of the game, or who's in form or who's not in form. So I'd be surprised if there's that many changes or it's that different, because I just don't think the selectors quite know at the moment who else will be there. Maybe someone like Joe Burns, maybe someone like Matt Renshaw might get a look in, but again, do we really know?
Are we panicking, Stu? I said at the start of the program that it seems like there's just this panic that we've got to, you know, pick the right team and whatnot. And do we just need to sort of face up and go, well, maybe we're not as good as we once were. We're in a bit of a lull, like rugby league teams, AFL teams. Every team goes through it that has a glory period, and we come back bigger and stronger.
I think there's a little bit of that. We're looking for answers quickly, and we're sort of trying to say, well, he hasn't worked. Get rid of him. Put him in. Well, he'll be right. And then he doesn't work, and we go, The problem is, we keep banging on about it. There's just the standard of player that is in, I suppose, the level below being domestic cricket isn't where it once was. So you just don't have a natural replacement to walk in, click your fingers, and he'll be in. The guy, you know, so if you want to pick the next best batsman, or if you look at averages and Shield cricket and stuff like that, you've got to go to a guy like Matthew Wade. So you get the feeling that someone sort of said, well, yeah, no, we don't want Matthew Wade because he's a wicketkeeper, or he's too old, or he's just not what we're looking for at the moment. But if you just go on pure numbers, he's the next best player. So we don't know, and there's just not a pipeline of players that can come in with the bat and even with the ball and just be good, like, you know, back like Jamie Siddons and Darren Lehman and Matthew Hayden and Greg Blewett. It's just not that anymore.
Yeah, it was an interesting article in The Australian yesterday from Michael Atherton, the former England captain, talking about tinker with the Sheffield Shield at your own peril. A little bit earlier, we played our listeners just a grab from Aaron Finch during the course of a press conference, Stewie. We'll play it for you now. And Dave and I had our thoughts on it. I'd be interested to get yours.
Bullets to fire back, but there's just none when you made 250s and averaged 16 for the series. To come home for a few days and sleep in my own bed and spend a little bit of one-on-one time with my wife that wasn't in a hotel room somewhere else in the world was really nice.
Thoughts on that, Stewie?
He's trying to deflect the attention from being left out of the team. Someone's obviously asked him a question that says, you know, are you upset? You disappointed? he's probably answered with the whole clip, yeah. But you know, it's also nice to be doing some other things. Look, with modern day cricket, the reverse side of that is you're getting paid a lot of money. So, you know, be thankful that you're in that team. So he's disappointed, yep. but he's trying to deflect the whole situation and sort of say, look, it is what it is. I didn't get enough runs, but it's nice to, you know, be back to, I suppose, a bit of normality in my life.
Yeah, the overwhelming thing that we've got from listeners, and it was my thought straight away.
He was into him, Stu. I've never seen him. He just teed straight off. He said, Finch.
He can kill a legend. Don't worry about that. He's been doing that for a
Well, the thing about it is this. He gets highly paid to travel around the world. He's not digging post holes, and he's not working 16-hour days. He's playing a sport that I'm going to presume that he loves, and he gets to do it and get highly paid for it. Like, at what stage are you grateful for that? And I know you've spoken previously about when you're with the Australian cricket team, or indeed a professional sporting team, you live in this bubble, and you lose your grasp of reality.
Yeah, to some extent, because you get everything for you. Everywhere you go... Yeah. You're in nice hotels, and you know you're getting paid to do what you love doing, and you need to be thankful. And I don't think, look, I'm not suggesting for a minute, looking at what Aaron Finch has said there, that he's not grateful. I think he's trying to more so just deflect the whole thing and calm it all down and say, well, you know what, I did get dropped, and yes, I am disappointed, but I suppose the upside is I'm getting a chance to be a bit normal in my life. Maybe, look, Aaron Finch is a little bit older and has been in the system, maybe not in the test team, but certainly in the one-day system and in the Australian cricket system for, I'd say 5, 6, 7 years now. So he's disappointed, but I'm not reading too much into that in the sense that, you know, he's being sort of, I suppose, flippant about it all, or trying to be a bit smarty about it. I think he's just sort of saying, you know what, I got dropped, I didn't get enough runs, but the upside is I get to be at home and be a bit normal, which I think would be a bit refreshing sometimes.
Yeah, there you go, Jimmy. See? I'll just say one quick thing, Stewie, is that he was very quick to have a crack at Finchie, but then in the same breath was all praise for Tomic and Kyrgios, and they've said worse.
I wasn't all praise for Tomic and Kyrgios.
Well, if you're going to have a go at Finch, you've got to have a go at those two, because they've said far worse, and they're probably making more money.
But they didn't yesterday, and that's what we're concentrating on today.
India favourites in this first test, Stewie. 160. The Aussies outsiders are 240. Is this going to be a bit of a bloodbath? I know that the Indians aren't bowling the top one-day bowler. They've left him out of that first match I've seen. But, I mean, that market's justified, isn't it?
Shorter version of the game. We've got some guys that that are sort of, I suppose, more confident at one-day cricket than they are at test cricket, given that they never played some of the guys before or have played a limited amount of games. But I think India, look, there's no question about it, mate. They're a quality team right across the park. No matter where they play at the moment and how they play, they've got good players. I think the markets probably reflect... Yeah, and they're on the back of the test series where they gave us an absolute thumping. So people are sort of saying, well, that form will carry over into the one-day game. But I would, you know, it'd be very hard not to tip India in this. Just, you know, your heart says you're being Australian, you want to see the Australians win. But look, they're in good form, they're playing good cricket. When you have Virat Kohli in your team, it does make a little bit of a difference because he's the world's best batsman.
That is Saturday afternoon and night at the SCG. We look forward to that one. Just before we let you go, Stewie, all happy in the Australian dressing room? You hearing anything?
I don't know what you mean, Jim.
Yeah, what are you... Do you know something, Jimmy?
Well, that's what happens. There was a great couple of photos on the back page of the Australian yesterday, and there was India celebrating on the field, which was winners have parties. And the photo underneath it was a deep conversation between Justin Langer, Greg Chappell and Tim Payne, all wearing stern faces, and it was losers have meetings. So I just wonder, I know, Stuart, you're very close to the Australian cricket team still. You've got people in there, you know, all happy?
So we asked David Faker after one of the day's plays, what happens when you don't bowl so well or you don't bat so well? You know, and I know... from my days playing cricket, there's always a bit of a discussion, and the next morning there's a bit of a discussion, and how are we going to do it better? What did we do wrong? What are we learning from that? And look, when you don't have a good day, they're never, you know, you ain't sitting around having a laugh and telling everyone how good you were. You're sort of trying to work out how are we going to get better? What are we going to do? Looking into that, you're probably, those three in a photo They're probably talking about the team and what went wrong and how we're going to get better. They're probably talking about selections. I'm guessing. But when you don't win games at cricket, the adage is right. You have meetings because you're trying to find out ways to make yourself better. Would it be worse if they were all smiling and laughing? We'd roll into them going, oh, look at these blokes having a great time and they just got flogged by India. So, look, are they in crisis? No, but they're looking for answers. And I just don't think the answers they're looking for just don't exist. They want a quick fix to this, and it's going to take time because, you know, players need to be, they're not hardened to play Test cricket. And I'd have a stern face on my face as well if I just got thumped. And I know they only lost the series 2-1, but the reality was rain helped them there. In a Test series, you'd be a little bit frustrated going, what are we going to do?
Very good point. No, it's not a crisis, is it? But we're making it out to be.
But what would we be talking about if there was no crisis, David? That's the point. Good on you, Stewie. We'll speak again shortly.
Hey, Jimmy, are you really, like, what are you doing, strutting around Gold Coast with your Rooster shirt on and, you know, your singlet and your gums out and stuff like
He's
that?
He's already dropped the City Ford plug before.
Mate, I said that to John the other day. I said, you know, City Ford give cards to the good players, mate, not the rubbish ones.
You don't realise how close to the mark that is. Thank you, Stuart. We'll speak again.
Have fun, boys, and Jimmy.